Girls Code, a podcast all about the tech industry, software development, and being a woman in tech. I'm your host, Orty.
And I'm your host, Lola. Today, we are going to be talking all about authenticity at your job and how to bring your whole self to work. And this is relevant no matter where you work, if you're in the tech industry or if you're studying, because honestly, being and knowing your authentic self impacts who you show up as every day. And life is just so much easier when you feel that you can be true to yourself. But before we get into all of that, let's start off with our usual gratitude. So what are you feeling grateful for today, Orty?
So I know that we're recording this a bit ahead of time, but when this episode comes out, we will have just had Halloween. And I wanted to express some gratitude for Halloween because I think it is the holiday that has something for everyone. If you like scary movies like me, it's a spooky time. If you like lollies and chocolate, Halloween, come on, lollies and chocolate are on sale. If you like decorations, you can decorate. There's so much to it. And I especially wanted to be grateful for Halloween because, so we're recording this in September and I was at the mall the other day and they had Christmas decorations out.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, it's September. Why are there Christmas decorations? And also, why are we skipping over Halloween? So I just wanted to take some time today to really, you know, create some space and be grateful for the wonderful holiday that is Halloween. Oh, also, I forgot one of the best parts, dressing up. I love dressing up.
Dressing up is the best. And I'm so grateful you brought up Halloween because literally today I was like working, I was in a meeting, and just it sprung into my mind that Halloween is coming up next month. And then I just started like Googling costumes. Exactly. So it's also been on my mind today.
It's a whole event. So yeah, very grateful for Halloween. What about you, Lola? What are you grateful for?
Well, Orty, I'm really grateful that you brought up Halloween just because I love to talk about it and it's got me starting to think about my costume. So I'm very grateful for that. But today I'm also feeling very grateful for cat sitting. So I recently found out, I've probably talked about this cat a lot on this podcast, but I found out that we're going to be looking after the cat that we've looked after a few times in the past couple years for a little bit of time in October. So I am incredibly excited for that. And yesterday I was like scrolling through all the photos on my phone and just finding the cutest photos of this cat. And I was just sending them to my partner being like, look, we get this cat again soon. I'm so excited.
I was actually talking to one of our coworkers who I had dogs it for her before, and I was just like, so how's my best friend going, how's your dog? And then she was like, oh yeah, you do want to like take her for a walk sometime soon? And I was like, absolutely. And so we just started organizing time. So yeah, like pet sitting for people you know and then getting to like see that animal again, it's just so nice, especially for those of us that, you know, live in rentals, we cannot have pets yet and we're just dying to get them.
One day we will get our own pets, one day.
I'm so pumped. So now that we are feeling all zen and grateful, talking about animals, which I feel like we do quite often.
Yeah, how does this always come up? Like our last episode was like cats, dogs, pets, and now it's coming up again.
Imagine what we're going to be like when we actually have our own pets. We're going to be actually insufferable. But yes, let's jump into today's episode. So I feel like bringing your whole self to work and being your authentic self are phrases that get thrown around a lot, especially since COVID happened and during lockdowns, industries started getting forced to kind of work around people's lives more. But what does the concept of authenticity at work even really look like? And why does it matter? And why isn't everyone just naturally bringing their whole selves to work? And how can we bring our whole selves to work if we feel like we aren't already?
This is a very interesting topic, but lucky for all of you, these are all questions about authenticity that we are going to try and answer today. But to start off with, let's go back to the basics and let's talk about what exactly authenticity is and what it means to be authentic. There isn't like one single definition out there, and authenticity can mean different things to different groups of people. Like, for example, for me, being authentic and being true to yourself means being able to show up as the person that you truly feel like you are on the inside and not feeling like you have to hide any parts of yourself or, you know, feel like you have to come across as a certain way, feeling like you can just be there and be your total self. What about you?
I think for me, it's really similar. It's kind of like not needing to filter yourself like too much. Like obviously there's some level of filtering you have to do at work. But I feel like when I think of authenticity at work, I think of back when I was looking for internships, I had a place that turned me down because they said I was too extroverted. And I remember at the time that really hurt my feelings. But I am now really grateful that I work at a place where my extroversion and my personality is really celebrated. It's considered a strength, not a weakness. And I think that is such a big thing about authenticity. It's being able to just comfortably be your natural self in a, you know, respectful manner, obviously, but not feeling ashamed and not feeling like you're disadvantaged for that, and just feeling like actually you're appreciated for that, not just professionally, but also things like if you have a quirky sense of humor, if you have an interest that, you know, is interesting to share with people. Like, I love hearing about my coworkers' hobbies, and it's seeing people as three-dimensional rather than just like a resource that works at the company.
Oh my God, I hate that so much when people refer to like resourcing. Oh, we've had a resourcing issue. And it's like, no, that's a person. They have their own life. But I totally agree. And I think it's kind of like honing in on your strengths as well and the things that interest you and the things that make you you, as opposed to trying to hide that in order to fit this perceived notion of what you should be like. It's really embracing who you truly are.
Yep, definitely. But if you've kind of heard what we've said back and forth and you don't like those definitions, we've got another one for you that we found on the internet that's probably worded a lot more articulately than what we've done off the top of our heads. So that definition is: authenticity is all about living your life according to your own values and goals rather than those of other people. It's about people feeling safe and secure showing up as their whole selves to work, which I feel like is kind of what we said.
Yeah, I think we kind of hit the nail on the head. But that can look really different at different levels. So it can be making big decisions based on your own personal values, or it could be just putting your opinion out there in a discussion. It can also be as small as just sharing stories, you know, about your pets, like Autie and I like to do about other people's pets. It's just those little things that make you you.
Yes, I totally love that you've touched on how it's a bit of a spectrum, because I feel like often when people think of authenticity, their brains immediately go to like how you interact with others. But it does also include being authentic in your work style and making sure that aligns with your values.
Yeah, absolutely. Work style is another really important aspect of authenticity. Like, if you're someone that values collaboration and loves working closely with other people, then it's important that you're able to do that and work in a way that works best for you. Or let's say you value quality work over the quantity, then getting to make sure that you have the time and resources to produce a high quality piece of software might be something that's more important to you rather than just hacking something together. Authenticity definitely has a range of things it applies to, but ultimately, I guess what it boils down to is just being authentically yourself in all aspects of your life.
So while it may sound simple to just be yourself and be authentic, it can actually be a really hard thing to do sometimes. Embracing your own personal authenticity and truly being yourself does mean being vulnerable, because, you know, you're showing your truest self, and that opens you up to rejection compared to if you were just pretending to be someone else. Like, I'm not going to be offended if you don't like the person I'm pretending to be, but it's way more personal and vulnerable when I'm just simply being myself. And because of this, showing authenticity at work doesn't just happen automatically when you show up for work each day. In fact, being your authentic self at work is actually really hard work. And it takes psychological safety, trust, belonging, inclusion, and strong relationships.
For those of you who aren't sure, let's just quickly jump in and unpack what psychological safety is. So psychological safety is the belief that you won't be punished or humiliated for speaking up with ideas, questions, concerns, or making mistakes. It's about knowing that it's okay to ask those questions, to express your opinion on things, to take risks or accept mistakes. It's actually really hard to show authenticity and be yourself if you don't have psychological safety in your team, because then you don't feel comfortable or really able to share your ideas and be your true self.
Yep, that's totally true. Like, you can't expect people, especially minorities, to feel comfortable being themselves if you aren't creating a safe space for them to do that. But Before we move on, we wanted to briefly pause and acknowledge that sometimes there can be a thin line between what is unhealthy and healthy authenticity and what that looks like. And because of this, we wanted to talk a bit about what authenticity isn't. So when we say bringing your whole self to work, we want to be clear that that doesn't mean the floodgates are just open for you to say absolutely anything or do absolutely anything you want to. You know, it doesn't mean you can swear in all your meetings and overshare every detail of your life to your unconsenting teammates. We still need healthy boundaries.
Yep, boundaries are important in like every scenario and even being authentic, right? There's a certain professional self that you want to bring to work, and sometimes that means maybe not talking about certain things that other people may think are inappropriate. It's also not trying to force small talk with the people in your team to, you know, try and get them to like you, or chatting their ears off about some random thing in your life that they didn't ask about. You don't have to share your whole life story to every colleague or deeply connect with every single person on a personal level. Instead, what you want to focus on is trying to create those genuine, healthy connections with the people around you. That can take time, and that's totally okay.
So, we now know what authenticity is and what it's not, but hold up, why are we even talking about it? Why does being authentic matter, especially at work? Well, there are a few reasons. Firstly, it's exhausting not being authentic. You're at your job at least 40 hours a week, and it can become tiring to constantly have to edit yourself and hide who you are inside and keep up a facade. In a 2022 study done by JobSage, 86% of respondents said they expend energy repressing parts of their identity at work, and 55% reported that this effort has had an adverse effect on their mental health.
Those are some crazy percentages, and it really kind of tells you, okay, so being authentic at work is actually important. But if that isn't enough to convince you, it can also really affect your job performance. So in that same study, 49% of respondents reported that when they're inauthentic, they experience worse working relationships, they don't do their best work, and they're less likely to stay at a job. And it isn't just because of all the energy you're using up trying to push your real self down. Not being your authentic self can also mean when it comes time to making tough decisions, you aren't able to make the call that aligns with you and your values because you feel backed into this corner of the facade that you've put up.
And if you aren't being authentic, it can also lead you to doubting those decisions you're making. Or maybe other people can pick up that you aren't being genuine and then they just don't trust you.
That's so true. I think a lot of people have like a sixth sense for when people aren't being genuine and when they're not being their authentic self. So that's one thing to think about. Another major reason is because being your authentic self can actually help you to feel more satisfied in your job. A 2021 survey conducted by the Institute for Inclusive Leadership on authenticity in the workplace correlated greater job satisfaction among respondents who could be authentic in their workplace. 71% of respondents reported feeling more confident, 60% felt more engaged, and 46% felt happier when they could be authentic in the workplace. And over 30% of the respondents linked their ability to be authentic with a greater sense of personal and workplace fulfillment. And that makes sense, right? Like, you aren't going to feel happy or engaged or fulfilled if you aren't somewhere where you feel comfortable enough to be your true self.
Definitely. Like, if it's not something that you feel authentic about, then you're not going to be like as motivated. You're not going to feel as satisfied.
You're just not going to be connected, right? Like, you're kind of putting on this facade and it's not like you truly there.
Exactly. And the final reason why authenticity is so important, and one that I think is the most important, is you have so much to offer the world. Like, the world can be a very dark, dull place. So if you're safe and able to do so, you should go out there and share your sparkle and brighten up people's lives.
I thought you were just going to end that on, like, the world can be a dark, dull place. Cool, stop. That's all.
But no, you can make a difference. I have spoken to women who've spoken about how when they started at their new job or moved to a team where they didn't have the psychological safety to be themselves, they made themselves, you know, quieter and smaller to try and fit in. And all I can say is it is 100% the team's loss for not creating an environment that helped their sparkles shine. Because I know those women, they are amazing. They make my life better, and they could have made those people's lives better as well.
That's 100% true. And I kind of relate to that because previous teams that I've worked on, where maybe there hasn't been the level of psychological safety that I need, I have definitely felt myself just kind of growing a bit smaller and just being a bit less of myself when I was in that situation. And it's interesting because then when I moved to another team, I found like, oh, actually, I have opinions about this and I want to share them. Whereas in the previous team, I just kind of didn't want to.
Yeah, exactly. You feel like you're not as relaxed, you're not as open, you're not able to contribute as much to the work. But then also just like, work is such a big portion of our lives. It's nice to work with people you get along with, and it's nice to work with people that make your life better.
So we've talked a bit about being authentic at work, and we know that bringing your authentic self into the workplace helps with things like job satisfaction, fulfillment, and even your energy levels. But we also wanted to touch on another place that we think it's really important to be authentic, and that is job interviews. You don't want to be hired pretending to be someone you're not and then try to live up to that expectation. And you don't want to work somewhere where they don't appreciate you for being your true self. There's no point pretending to be someone else because honestly, it doesn't work most of the time. As we said before, people can see through this, and it takes a lot of mental and emotional energy to keep up this kind of false persona. It's kind of like if you're meeting your partner's parents for the first time and, you know, you're trying to act like the perfect person so that they're going to like you and think that you're good enough for their child. It's really admirable intentions, like I totally understand, but imagine if you then had to put on that same always fake happy persona every time you saw them. It would get exhausting, right? Well, that's what it's like if you try to be someone you're not in a job interview. In the interview, they'll get to know your fake persona and they're just going to assume that's the real you. But then, if you get the job, you either have to keep up that persona or show your true self and admit that you were just trying to be something else in the interview. It's really not ideal options either way, and it's so much easier to just be yourself to begin with. Although we do know that being authentically yourself is hard.
And on that note, we wanted to chat about some barriers that might commonly stop women in tech feeling like they can be authentic. Because yes, we've spoken about what authenticity is and why it matters, but we also have to acknowledge that it is something that is definitely easier said than done, especially for women in male-dominated industries like tech, honestly just minority groups in general. And there are a number of reasons why that is.
One of the biggest reasons why minority groups may face a barrier to being their authentic self at work is if they're in a workplace that doesn't foster self-expression or diversity, because this will mean that you don't necessarily feel safe being authentic. This relates back to that concept of psychological safety that we spoke about earlier. And if workplaces don't actively encourage diversity or foster a culture where you feel like you can express yourself, then that's going to be one big roadblock for being your authentic self at work.
It might be the attitudes of the people at the company, or it might even be something more tangible, like policies about professionalism that can sometimes have a built-in bias. So these might be about the way people are required to dress, or maybe the way people talk in order to seem professional, and can sometimes be a system that rewards people who adhere to a Eurocentric standard, making it harder for people of color to be their true selves.
Another barrier to being your authentic self is all about being able to dress up as your authentic self. So back in episode 21, we spoke about a common challenge that women in tech face around dressing for work. You know, the hardest challenge. This is especially hard when you don't want to be judged for being too showy or too casual or not casual enough, because honestly, as a woman, there's never a right answer and you're always to this and to that. But anyways, if you don't feel like you can dress authentically to express yourself and who you are, then that's going to be a big challenge to feeling like you can bring your authentic self to work. Now, there is nothing I love more than seeing people coming into the office with their own personal style and just absolutely rocking their outfit, even if it's something other people might not wear or might not like. I love that people have that self-expression.
Yes, self-expression is so important, and it really ties into authenticity. Because if you can't dress authentically as yourself because everyone in your team wears a hoodie and jeans and you don't want to be judged or have comments made because you want to wear a dress, then it can be really hard to feel comfortable in what you're wearing and feeling like you're expressing yourself and being yourself and being authentic. I know I'm someone that I love wearing dresses. I hate pants. I don't know why. I hate pants. I always have hated pants. One time I wore pants to work and our office manager literally was like, gasp. And was like, oh, I've never seen you wear pants. That's how much I never wear pants.
Never wears pants.
I always wear dresses. And the amount of times I've had comments, people being like, wow, why are you so dressed up? Wow, you look nice today. What's the occasion? And I'm like, I just wanted to look nice. And also I didn't want to put an outfit together.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's the best thing about dresses. Because there's no matching needed. You've just got the one piece of clothing. That's all you need. Chuck on some shoes, get a jacket, you're good to go.
Exactly. Moving on from dressing authentically as yourself, another big barrier we wanted to touch on is battling stereotypes and unconscious bias. Now, this is something both of us have struggled with in the past.
Or the present.
Yeah, or the present. Now, I'm quite a bubbly and friendly person. I love chatting with people and I genuinely enjoy small talk. I know that sounds crazy, but I do. But especially when I started out in my career, I was constantly worried about the fact that I didn't fit the stereotype of a developer. And so I was worried that people wouldn't see me as a developer. And there are still times where people are shocked to find out that I'm a dev, or they don't believe me, which I think is absolutely silly. And I actually have to remind myself that there is no reason I can't be a bubbly, chatty person and also be a great developer.
I love that. And it's so funny because both of us have had that experience of people not believing that we're developers purely based on what we look like or what we wear. So sometimes when I'm dressing up, I actually bear that in mind and I'm like, well, I'm going to do like a killer makeup look today and I'm going to wear this like bright outfit with like these mismatched pieces or whatever, just so that people can be like, oh, that's Lola. Oh, she looks like that. Oh, and she's a developer. And like, make it all match up in their brains so that they can finally realize like, oh, a developer doesn't have to look a certain way. But when you can bring those parts of yourself to your job, you're going to feel happier. And honestly, people will have a better time interacting with you as well because they know that you're being true to yourself. And the last barrier we wanted to touch on is not getting taken seriously. Women in the traditionally male-dominated fields, like tech, often feel pressure to change, you know, how they dress, how they speak, how they write emails or messages in order to be taken seriously. Like, think about all of the memes that you've seen online about women and our struggle with the use of exclamation points.
Yes, and also with emojis. Like, it's so sad. Like, this is such a small thing, but it's so true. And I think it does relate to kind of the points we talked about before, like with dressing and stuff. The issue is you feel like if you're yourself, then you're not going to get taken seriously.
100%. And it's so interesting as well, because I think as women, like, we probably tend to use more emojis and exclamation marks because we're expected to be more placid and to be more pleasant to deal with. And therefore, we kind of add that into the way that we do, like, written communication. But then, on the other hand, we're also attacked for it because suddenly it's not professional or it's too casual. So, I mean, honestly, it just comes back to, you know, you do one thing as a woman, it's wrong. You do another thing, it's also wrong. And it's so hard to be authentically yourself when you have that fear that you're going to be made fun of if you use 500 exclamation points, or you're not going to be taken seriously for adding an emoji to your message. Like, maybe I just like to exclaim a lot, and that is okay.
And while there are places that maybe you don't feel comfortable with your emoji use or exclamation points, you know, this, and that can be a barrier, it's also important to remember there are places out there that have, like, especially nowadays, if a company's a Slack, sometimes, like, our company has a very strong emoji culture.
Custom emojis.
And I feel like that's so nice because it makes me feel like if I put these, like, emojis in, I'm just like, everyone's doing that. Everyone's showing their personality through their fun emoji use.
How to be your authentic self at work. Step one, create custom emojis.
Problem solved. We've fixed it. And that brings us to the final thing we want to talk about today, and that is how the heck can you bring your authentic self to work? So aside from custom emojis, let's firstly go back to the concept of psychological safety that we touched on earlier. If you don't have psychological safety in your team, it's going to be really hard to feel like you can be your authentic self at work. So the very first step to bringing your authentic self to work is to establish that safety within your team. You want to have a culture of trust and belonging where you and your teammates don't feel like you're going to be ripped to shreds for asking a question or laughed at for sharing your opinion.
Now, we've had a wee Google, and there are a few ways that you can help build psychological safety in your team. And, you know, you don't have to be a leader or some kind of manager to do all of these things. So don't just think because you're the new kid in the team or you're not the most senior person that you can't do this stuff. These things include a no-blame culture, self-awareness, and nipping negativity in the bud. So let's dive into what each of these mean.
A no-blame culture is all about not blaming everything that went wrong on a single person or a handful of people. I know it can be tempting to look for someone to blame for when things go wrong, but instead of blaming someone and asking, why did this happen, you can instead ask, how can we make sure we do this better next time? Avoiding blame helps a team build trust, and it makes everyone feel better because you know if you make a mistake, it's not going to all be put back on you.
Secondly, it's good to build self-awareness and know the ways that you like to work or how you like to communicate. This is because you can then share those ways with your team and let them know, like, oh, I like jumping in on quick voice calls to go over details, or I prefer getting Slack messages over emails. If everyone in your team can share their own preferences, then you'll all know the best ways to interact together, and this can really help improve your team bond and let you feel like you can be your authentic self.
Another way to help with your team bond is setting aside time for easy team bonding. Things that help your team come together and talk about things not directly related to work. One thing that I love that I've done with teams before is doing a daily trivia quiz together as a team. You try to answer all the questions together, and it's a nice way to talk about things that aren't work related, but without having to get too personal if you're not on that level yet. And it's also a really fun way to learn about some niche interests people in your team have, because they'll be like, oh yes, I know when this specific battle happened. And then you're like,
how?
Yeah. And then they're just like, oh, I'm really into history or just, you know, pop culture, things like that. It's just a nice chill way to do it.
And then you get to like one question, like it was always for Auti and I, if they got to a pop culture question, then it's like, oh, Auti or Lola, what's the answer?
And you're like, yes, my time to shine.
Yeah. My team used to do quiz, but we've now transitioned to like a 30-minute team bonding a week. And then we have just this list of games because my team's also remote, so we're based in a few different locations. So we just have this list of games online, and every week we just pick a new one. And recently our favourite game has been Uno. So I feel a bit like a child again, like playing Uno with like all these grown-ups. Like
that's so funny.
But that's enough about team bonding and Uno. Our final piece of advice is to get rid of any unconstructive negativity. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't raise your genuine concerns or issues that you're having, but you don't want to constantly be complaining about absolutely everything, especially if you aren't able to give constructive comments on how things could be better. If you or a team member speak negatively all the time, that negativity is going to rub off and affect the whole team. Honestly, it's going to affect the whole culture of the team. So if you're the one making those negative comments, maybe take a step back and think about what's making you feel that way. If someone else in your team is consistently being a negative Nancy, it might be worth bringing it up with them and letting them know that it's affecting you and how you feel about work. Or if that's a bit too scary, because sometimes it is, you can also talk to your manager about how the negative vibes are affecting you and how you feel in your team.
100%. Like, we're not talking about toxic positivity here. There's definitely a place for constructive negative feedback, but we all have heard of someone that just like complains and complains and complains, and then when you give them like actionable things that they could do to change it, they do nothing and they just keep complaining. So once you've established that baseline psychological safety in your team, it's really important to know your true self and your values so that you can authentically be yourself at work. And this may mean you need to do some introspection. Look inside yourself and find what really matters to you. It takes getting to know yourself deeply and understanding where you want to go in order to be your most authentic self. And there are lots of different activities online to help with this reflection, like activities to rank what values are important to you, templates to describe what you believe your purpose is, and lists of motivators for you to really hone in on what motivates you.
If you're able to reflect and have a clear view of your values, your purpose, and your motivators, it's easier for you to know who you are, what's important to you, and actually bring that to work each day. Like if you know that your number one value is curiosity and being able to investigate and look into things, you could share that with your team and your manager in order to get more opportunities to actually do that at work. Or if you know how much you value recognition, you could make sure that your manager knows that you like to be recognized for the work you're doing. Or if you know how much you value those casual banter that you have with your teammates, you could say organize a weekly 15-minute coffee catch-up with your team just so you can have that casual water cooler chat and get to know each other better.
The final way you can be authentic and bring your authentic self to work that we want to talk about today is by showing vulnerability. As we said earlier, being your authentic self is vulnerable. It doesn't mean you have to share your whole life story with everyone on your team, but it can help you to grow closer to your teammates and also grow a better level of understanding.
This helps you connect on a personal level with the people you work with, and this fosters a culture of honesty and transparency where authenticity can thrive. Like, I know that even just sharing random little facts about my life or the things that I like to do has helped me learn more about other people in my team. Or when I've reached out to my manager because I've got things going on in my personal life, it's so nice to feel that support and know that they understand that you're going through something.
It makes it so much easier when you feel like you've like set those expectations and you're on the same page. So like if you're going through a rough time at work, maybe you're operating only at 60%. And it's nice to know that the people around you know why, rather than being like, oh my God, I'm falling behind and everyone is going to probably just think I'm being lazy or this or that. You're like, no, they're aware that there is other things going on in my life.
And it's that vulnerability to be able to share that with people. Like we know it can be scary, but at the same time, it can actually really help you thrive.
So have a think about the ways you could show vulnerability at a level you're comfortable with and the people in your team would be comfortable with.
And as we said earlier, do remember keeping those boundaries.
Yes, definitely. Spend some time thinking about what healthy boundaries make sense for you. But also make sure you don't build a bunch of walls and not let anyone in. By being vulnerable in a way that is safe for you, you might make connections you didn't realize were out there. And this can really positively impact the culture of where you're working.
The final thing we want to say is if your company doesn't appreciate the real, authentic you, then maybe it's time to find one that does. Now, we gave a similar piece of advice in our burnout episode, and we swear we're not just trying to get everyone to quit their jobs, because this comes with the same caveats. This isn't an option that's available to everyone, and it's not as simple as just quitting your job. But if you are in a position to move roles and the place you're currently working isn't somewhere you feel like you can be yourself, then it's definitely worth considering looking elsewhere and weighing up your options. Different people have different values, and it's really important to find a place to work that suits you so that you can totally, unapologetically, and authentically be yourself.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Today, we spoke all about what authenticity is, what it does and doesn't look like, why it's so important, barriers that can stop you from being your authentic self, and finally, we talked through some tips on how to help you bring your authentic self to work.
What an exciting episode. Our next episode is going to be all about the 5 things we wish we knew before starting our careers in tech. So if you're considering working in tech or you're early on in your career journey, definitely tune in because we'll be covering all the things we wish we knew before we started.
If you enjoyed this episode, we would really appreciate if you could share it with your friends or on social media to help us spread the word and get Hot Girls Code to more wonderful women. We love it when you tag us in your Instagram stories. We'd also love it if you could leave a rating and subscribe to Hot Girls Code wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram and TikTok under @hot_girls_code to keep up to date with the podcast and learn more about the tech industry, software development, and and being a woman in tech.
Thanks for listening.